Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulil karim. Alhamdulillah alladhi hadana li hadha wa ma kunna linahtadiya lawla an hadana Allah. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali sayyidina wa nabiyyina wa shafi'ana wa habibana wa maulana Muhammad wa ashabihi wa azwajihi wa ahli baytihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kaseeran kaseeran. My most respected mothers and mothers and sisters, all praise and gratitude belongs to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, who through His infinite kindness, through His infinite mercy, who has selected us and chosen us from the billions of people on the face of the earth. Billions have come before, and Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala knows best how many more that will come till the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected us, chosen us, and blessed us with this great ni'mat of iman. Respected Masturat, may Allah keep us with iman. May Allah Pak take us from this world with iman. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala raise us up tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah with perfect and complete iman. The end result of all our amal is at the time of maut, Allah Pak grants us tawfiq of reciting this kalima. Respected Masturat, each and every one of us is aware of what is going on around us. And it's not how a person lives, but it's how a person leaves this world. Just this morning, a kal guzari came of a person who was very close to us. A man whose life was the masjid, a person whose life was the worry and concern and khidmat of the people. His day and night, the worry and concern of the welfare of the ummah, his children khuruj in the path of Allah, himself striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Time comes for him to leave the world. He calls for his children. He's reciting Quran. His children begin to read Quran. They read Yasin. And as they complete the recitation of Quran, or the recitation of this Mubarak Surah, he tells them, I'm going to meet my Allah. I'm going to meet my Creator. He recites Kalima, and his ruh leaves his body. Respected Masurat, Allah has sent us into this world to recognize Him, so that the time comes when we have to go to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inna al-arda lillah, al-khalqu lillah, Rabbul Mashrik, Rabbul Maghrib, Rabbul Mashrikain, Rabbul Maghribain. The creator of this entire world. Inna fi khalqi as-samawati wal-ard wa ikhtilafi al-layli wan-nahar la-ayatin li-ulil al-albab. Allah says, Allah is created in the creation of the sky, in the creation of the earth, the creation of the sun, the creation of the moon, the creation of the natural phenomena. Allah Pak has created it for one object, one purpose. That how insan recognizes Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La ilaha. Nothing can benefit. Nothing has benefited. Nothing will benefit. Each and everything solely and totally in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The giver of life is Allah. The giver of health is Allah. The giver of shifa is Allah. The one who decides is only Allah. La ilaha illallah. To bring this yakin in our heart. We have been sent for this. We have been created for this. We have been given these ni'mas to enjoy in this life. All the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah gives us to enjoy it for a short while, to make our akhirat, to make our hereafter. Everything Allah has created. A man is given the wealth of the world and things of the world, but he does not recognize his Allah. He does not recognize his Maker. There is nobody more unsuccessful than him. That is why in the students of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, among them was Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala. Among them was Abdul Rahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala. Among them was Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala. Among them was Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala. Qullaw wa'ada Allahu al-husna. All of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, blessed them with perfect and complete yaqeen and iman in the zat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To give the ummah a standard, understand that whatever of dunya Allah blesses you, whether it is given or not, but what was the object of this? It was to earn the pleasure of their Mawla, the pleasure of their Rabb. On the one hand, Sayyidina Bilal radiallahu ta'ala, the days of hunger and starvation, the night of beating and hardships. As far as dunya was concerned, they had nothing. And on the other hand, Asman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala, a person comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and puts his needs in front of Sayyidina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, go to my son-in-law, go to his home. So the person comes and knocks on the door. And from the inside, from the outside, he can hear that Sayyidina Usman radiallahu ta'ala anhu is reprimanding his wife. And he's telling that why have you raised the wick, the level of the wick, the level of the lamp? Because now it is consuming extra oil. How much more oil was there going to be used? So this person feels, here is a man who's reprimanding his wife with regard to a little bit of extra oil that is being used. What am I going to get from a man like this? And who is that wife? It is none other than the daughter of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He goes back to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asks him, what happened with regard to your need? So explain what transpired. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sends him back to that home. He goes, he knocks the door. Sayyidina Usman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala opens the door. Allahu Akbar. He puts his needs. He goes and brings two bags of gold coins and gives it to him. The man becomes perplexed. He says, I don't understand. Sayyidina Usman asked him that, what don't you understand, my brother? So he explains, he came earlier and he overheard the conversation of his wife, of him reprimanding his wife with the use of a little bit of extra oil. Sayyidina Osman radiallahu ta'ala tells him, O beloved Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, understand that little extra oil that was being used, on the day of Qiyamah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to question me with regard to that. With that little bit of israf, a little bit of extravagance. Our life in this world is to invest for akhirat. Let us reflect on our lives. How much of israf has come into our homes. With regard to our food, with regard to our lighting, with regard to the things in our homes. How far have you gone from that beautiful life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept one life that is beloved. One lifestyle that is beloved to him. And that is the life of his beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهِ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. Say, if you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then make my ittiba, fattabi'uni, make the ittiba of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Yuhbibkum Allah. Allah will love you and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive your sins. One is the israf as far as the material things. But what about the life which Allah has given us? What about the time? How much of time you spent in the beautiful tilawat of the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much of the time is spent in the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? How much of the time is spent in ta'lim and tarbiyat in our homes? How much of the time is being spent in making our akhirat a very, very short life? Just before I came, a phone call came. A close friend passed away. Few days before that, in that home which has yesterday, the father-in-law passed away. A few days ago, the daughter of that home passed away. And a few weeks ago, the other son-in-law of that home passed away. One was a mufti, one was the wife of an alim. But all of them, Allah gave them tawfiq to take the name of Allah. And not just take the name of Allah, to bring the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alive in different corners of this country. This is our life, respected Masturat. To nurture those children, to nurture those homes, to bring those beautiful masum children which Allah blessed us with, to nurture them with the nur of iman and yaqeen, to nurture them with the beautiful nur of the recognition and the marifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respected Masturat, Allah doesn't want much from us to earn our akhirat in those homes, to make them the ambassadors of the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Little bit of ta'lim in the home every day. This is the nurturing. This is our investment. One person passed away. Everything is unfinished. We will finish ourselves for the dunya. But the akhirat, a person tomorrow on the day of Qiyamah, this morning in ta'lim, and the fazail of Quran, Hazrat Shaykh has mentioned the fazail of Quran, the fazail of Hafiz. And with regard to that person who forgets his Quran, and at the ending of that commentary of Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali on that hadith, he mentions these ayats of Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ أَعْرَدَ عَنْ ذِكْرِهِ فَإِنَّ لَهُ مَعِيشَةً ظَنْقَ. A person who turns away from our ayat, and turns away from our signs, and turns away from our ahkam, who turns away from our message, then ma'ishatan dhanka, Allah will give him a narrowed life in this world. He will have everything, but Allah will deprive him. Allah will take away ma'ishatan dhanka, narrowed life. Firaun, Allah gave him the wealth of the world. Allah gave him the kingdom of this world. Allah gave him rulership of this world. But ma'ishatan dhanka, Allah gave him a narrowed life. Namrud, Allah gave him the wealth of the world. Shaddad, Allah gave them the wealth of the world. Allah gave them the positions of this world. But what Allah gave them, ma'ishatan dhanka, Allah gave them a narrowed life in this world. وَنَحْشُرُهُ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ عَامًا. And a person will be risen up blind on the day of Qiyamah. He'll ask Allah, قَالَ رَبِّي لِمَا هَشَّرْتَنِي عَامًا. O my Rabb, O my Creator, why have you made me blind today? وَقَدْ كُنْتُ بَصِيرًا. Allah was seeing in the world. So Allah will tell him, my ayahs came to you, my signs came to you, my favors came to you, my namas came to you. These children are our namas and an amanat in our homes. Do not forget them. Do not forget Allah. These are our masum children that tomorrow they will become the ambassadors of this deen. At this moment, virtually we have to write a new generation. How many ulama have left the world? Allah has taken them away. How many wafas? Allah has taken them away. How many pious people that Allah has taken them away? We cannot replace them in our homes. Whom Allah brought and made the tarbiyat in our country when there was no deen. And they gave qurbani and sacrifice. And Allah used them in places of the world to bring back Allah's name. Today we have to maintain this beautiful deen. Do not forget Allah when we dress them. Do not forget Allah when we wake them up in the morning. Do not forget Allah when we feed them. Do not forget Allah when we give them the tarbiyat of this. Make them whatever you want of dunya. But if you have given them deen, we have given them everything. If you have given them Allah, we have taught them salah, we have taught them the value of salah, then we have taught them everything. We went last night, we went to make one mulaqat. So the eldest son, so I'm telling him, your father never saw day, your father never saw night. Your father never saw his children, never saw anything. So himself, he says, I remember my father leaving home, and the next time I saw him was after 1 year. After 1 year, I saw him entering the home, and he came, he made salam. He was at home for 1 day, and then he was gone again. And then we saw him after 6 months after that, and then he left home again, and then we didn't know when we were going to see him again. This is how the deen came up in our life. And then he goes to a country, they go the first jamaat to that country. A person standing in the line, going to look at haram, they make his tashkil, they take him out in the path of Allah, they prepare a jamaat from there. Three of them in the jamaat, he is left behind, two of them go to another country. He prepares a jamaat of 10 brothers. They are, after spending 4 months in the country, he takes them and he goes to another country. He spends 4 months with them to make their tarbiyat. 6 of them remain, become ulama. 1 becomes the mufti of the country. Brings deen, a simple man. And who was the one who made, who goes and makes his tashkil? A man who wasn't known to be in the masjid. One simple man goes every day. Assalamu alaikum. Gives him little targheeb, goes to the masjid. Few days like this goes. Eventually takes him to the masjid. A little gush. We don't understand the effect of this gush. We are happy with our husbands in our home. We are happy with our children in the home. Respected Masturat, this is an effort of worry and concern. Our husbands are not for the shop and the job. وَفِي السَّمَاءِ رِزْقُكُمْ وَمَا تُوَعَدُونَ This risk is promised by Allah. Allah has taken the responsibility of this, whether you're in the depths of the ocean, whether you're in the skies. A man, when Kal Guzari came, a man had nothing few years ago. When he leaves the world, such words, even we don't even know how to even pronounce these words also. How much of cash he had in his account. What is the bank balance of this world left behind? Billions in an account. Millions of properties left behind. This dunya is nothing more. Kullu man alayha faan. It is temporary. That little little child goes to madrasa. The child takes the name of Allah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. The father of this child is getting azab in the qabr. Allah tells the malaika, go and remove the azab from the qabr. So malaika say, what? What is the reason? He says, today this little masrul child went to madrasa, learned my name, took my name, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of that Allah who is Rahman and Rahim. What an Allah we have got. He says, how can I punish the father? Imagine that mother who will make her children go to the world and make the children of the world take the name of Allah. How many of them today are far away from the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Who is going to go and put the hand of rahmat on them? Respected Masturat, the simple effort of iman and yaqeen to change the inside of this heart. Allah's father, so many homes that are there, many of them passed away today. Allah's excuse, Allah granted them the mouth of shahadat. A time is going to come when we leave the world. On the same hand, Allah gave us tawfiq of making khidmat of many of them. But when we went into the home of some of them, we are not here to disclose the home. What we are saying, bring ta'alim al home. Some homes you walk in, you become so happy because the amals of deen are taking place. On the other hand, when you walk into those homes, what is being left in those homes? Whose cry? Whose pain? Whose worry? Whose concern? When the mother is in the pangs of sakarat, and because of the deen not given to those children are engaged, still engaged in amals which are bringing down the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bring Quran alive in our home. Bring Allah's deen alive in our home. This is the simple effort which Allah Pak has given us, which has brought the beautiful deen alive in the world. Allah has given us an amanat, respected Masturat, whatever condition comes from Allah, nobody can change it. It's Allah's decree. No corona can kill. No corona can give you life. No doctor can give you life. Nothing can give you anything. It is only from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to turn this heart to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given us yaqeeni amal. Allah has given us 2 rakats of salah to take from Him. Allah has given us istighfar to get our sins forgiven. Allah has given us istighfar to remove our bala and calamities. Allah has given us istighfar to bring down our rizq from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this beautiful deen, the khuruj in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to open up the doors of hidayat. Respected Masturat, many of us may have been directly or indirectly affected by our beloved ones. This is the time that we take an account of our life. Take an account, a muhasiba. Where is our goal? What is our aspirations? What are we doing? What are we giving to our children? What are we doing in our homes? That is why in the first lockdown, Allah's fazl, many homes, they increased the amal, they increased the du'as, and we saw the effects of it. I was telling the brothers just yesterday, we saw the effects of it. That whatever came, Allah Pak removed it very quickly. The severity also, Allah removed it. But in this time, everything else is carrying on as normal. How many of us have increased our amals in the home? That amal which was taking place has decreased, and we are seeing the effects of it today. Respected Masturat, each one of us, we have to make the decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One life out of an opportunity. How many chillas became qaza in the last year? It's not a matter of a chilla. It's the amal of hidayat. I mentioned this incident again many times. When that jamaat came from Nairobi, and there was an alim in the jamaat, and after Fajr Salah, the jamaat was staying in Bigden Musalla at that time. So that alim spoke about maut. After maut, he went to, after the bayan, he went to assist the brothers on khidmat. So they required some bread. So he went to help, to go with that brother to go and get some bread. So as they stepped off the pavement, so now in their country, they drive on the opposite side, not realizing the traffic in South Africa. Instead of looking right, he looked left. He saw nothing, he took a step forward, and there was a taxi that came and knocked him. And he passed away on that spot. So anyway, when the message was taken to their home back in Nairobi, so the wife, she told the ladies that came to her, he said, if you have come to condole with me, then your condolence, your coming is not welcome. But if you have come to congratulate me today, you are welcome to come into my home. Because this is what we have been waiting for our entire life, to hear that our qurbani, our sacrifice, has been accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah has blessed us with this great ni'mat of shahadat. Then she had two sons who were becoming ulama. So she sent a message to the Darul Uloom and told the principal of the Darul Uloom that my husband had 10 days left of his time in the path of Allah. I want you to send my two sons to go and spend those 10 days in the path of Allah. So he sent a message back to say that, listen, your husband was out in the path of Allah. He passed away in the path of Allah. Allah will record for him till the day of Qiyamah as being out in the path of Allah. So she sent a reply that that reward is for him. That reward is for him. But the 10 days of dawat, the 10 days of ta'aleem, the 10 days of zikr and ibadat, the 10 days of khidmat, these are the amals of hidayat. He says those 10 days of the amals of hidayat, on which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would have been making decisions of hidayat for the ummah, that is still an amanat on our heads. I want my children to go and complete those amals of hidayat. Mu'asid Kansab Rahna used to say that home that does this for amals every day, even if it is to a small extent, but daily, that home, that individual, that locality that will do it, then daily Allah will use that individual, daily Allah will use that home as a means of hidayat for the entire alam. It seems insignificant, but these are the amals of hidayat from the time Allah has sent his first Nabi on the face of the earth. There is no time to go into the details. Mu'a Faruq Sahib used to quote this, and used to say, Mu'a Sayyid Khan Sahib Rahim used to say, this is the tartib of Nabuwat, this is the tartib of Quran, these are the four amals of hidayat. So the mother says those four amals of hidayat is an amanut on us. On the day of Qiyamah, we will be answerable for this life and this health and this abilities which Allah has given us. So she made her sons go. Few years later, Allah gave tawfiq, we arrived in spending time. So I was going from the wudu khana into the main, into the foreigners section. So I saw a youngster coming towards the wudu khana. I greeted him. I asked him his name. I asked him, where are you from? So he said, he's from Nairobi. So I told him there was a jamaat that came to South Africa many years ago. And there was an alim in the jamaat who passed away in the path of Allah. So he tells me that was my father who passed away in the path of Allah. And the son was out for 1 year in the path of Allah. Respected Masturat, what we sow is what we're going to reap. We have to get ourselves accepted. We have to get our children accepted. These are our true investments. These are our real investments. When our children will become the sabab of hidayat, we have to beg Allah. We have to ask from Allah. Respected Masturat, my time is up. And today we don't know whose time is up. Before our time is really up. We don't know when is it a person's risk, when it is complete, then only he's going to go, not before that. Each one of us make a decision. Bring the nurani amals of hidayat alive in our homes every day. Mawlana Mufti Zainul Abidin Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, today we say we've got no time. In reality, we've got enough time. The only thing we don't have is a timetable. Create a timetable in the home. This is the time of tahajjud. This is the time of Quran. This is the time of zikr. This is the time of ta'aleem. This is the time of our routine in our homes. So the husband also knows, I will not go home now because the amal, my wife is busy in her tasbihat. She will not go to that home and tell the wife to make a cup of tea because that is the time of her amal. Create an amal in the home. A home of amal, and see the barakat that will come. This is the time of my ta'aleem. Whoever will come into, and we have seen our elders, may Allah fill the qabr with nur, Haji Ibrahim Paji rahmatullah alayhi, whether there was a janazah, whether there was a nikah. It was the time of ta'aleem. Whoever came into the home, engaged in the amal of ta'aleem in that home as well. He gave us an example, a life. Then Allah used that home as a suburb of hidayat. Respected Masturat, each one of us create a timetable in our home of amal, a time of dua, that we will ask from Allah, whether it is individually, whether it is collectively, turn the attention towards amal. Half an hour dua, well as saying minimum, that how in that home is begging from Allah. This is what Allah wants, to see our dependence on Him, to see how much we ask from Him, to see how much we cry from Him. And we have to beg Allah that Allah gives us the tawfiq of increasing our qurbani every day. It's the time of amal. It's the gush today in the masjid. The husband must be busy in the amal of the masjid. It is his time of 2.5 hours. It is time of mashura. It is the time of fikr. We take kalguzari from them. What is the amal? What is the need? What is required at this moment? So respected Masturat, Allah Pak give me tawfiq, give us all tawfiq, and encourage our husbands to go in the path of Allah. MashaAllah, one jamaat is out for 4 months pedal in one far part of the world, one far corner of our country in Cape Town. One of our ulama went to join them. So he came back and he gave kalguzari. The first time he spent 10 days in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is taking a lot of khidmat of deen from him as far as maktabs, makatibs and everything. And when he came back, he was giving the kalguzari. And he said that I went to go and make nusrat of this jamaat. They only went to spend a few hours. So in that place was only one person. So he went with the jamaat to go and meet the person. So he says, I was speaking to him. The person's wife wasn't a Muslim. He was a Muslim. So he said, I'm still a Muslim. So Mawlana said, I asked him, you still remember your kalima? So he asked Mawlana what? So Mawlana said, I tried saying, La ilaha illallah. Muhammadur Rasulullah. He couldn't do it. He said, eventually, Mawlana said, I wrote Allah on the name, on a piece of paper, and I told him, read Allah, Allah. He said, he started saying, Allah, Allah, Allah. He says, that much I could get him to say. And then Mawlana says, I cried. I said, if it wasn't for a peril jamaat, if it wasn't for a jamaat, who would have reached this person in that corner of the world to make him take Allah's name again, to go and look for him? Allah has given us His great rahmat, our outgush. Send our husbands to those areas, people who haven't taken Allah's name, for years and years on end, they will find one person in every nook. So this battle, Jamaat started off from Maritzburg. Allah Pak give them Jazayah Khair. People, we don't know when is the time that Allah will accept them. They have gone to a far part of our country in Transkei, in that Coffee Bay area. But we want many Jamaats to move. And this is what will bring down the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us make niyat for our husbands, 4 months bedally in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we make the azam for our sons to go, then Allah Pak will open up the doors to go to those places of India and Pakistan and Bangladesh once again, so that they can learn this noble effort and send them out for chilla in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us cross each part of our country and our 3-day jamaats, that how we can spend minimum 10 days in a minimum 72 hours in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us prepare our jamaats, our men, and ourselves to go in the path of Allah. That we have to make an effort on this yaqeen. We have to make an effort on the yaqeen of our daughters when they will come out in this environment of amal, and people will come and get affected. And this is our investments. So each one of us, inshallah, let us make a firm niyat before we leave. And not only just a niyat, but get ourselves accepted, get our husbands accepted, get our children accepted, get our families accepted, get our wealth accepted. That which Allah accepts is more valuable than what is left behind. May Allah give me tawfiq, inshallah. Give us all tawfiq. And I will say after talim also, make a small dua. Whether it is small or not, there's one brother, he keeps telling me, he's now about 67 years of age. He says, every day after talim, he says, every child in the home has a chance to make dua. And he says, each child, this is the ending of the dua, is, Ya Allah, accept our father and our brothers for 4 months every year in the path of Allah, 10 days every month in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 8 hours every day for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Respect, it's the jazbah that's inside. Whether he gets the tawfiq or not, but the desire and the cry and the jazbah is what Allah Pak sees. And a person will go, will finish. He may leave the world not having been able to give the time, but the jazbah and the desire and the cry from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open up the doors of hidayah. Respected Masturat, we have to make decision with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make festas with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah give me tawfiq inshallah, give us all tawfiq inshallah of making amal. So request is made that each one makes a niyat before we leave. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make the last days of our life the best days of our life, and Allah Pak take us from this world in a manner that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy and pleased with us, and Allah gives us the tawfiq of kalima. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا وحبيبنا مولانا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. اللهم اهدنا واهد بنا واجعلنا سببا لمن اهتدى. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. اللهم اهد الناس جميعا. والله open up your doors of hidayah. Allah open up your doors of mercy on us. Allah spread your winds of hidayah to this ummah. Ya Allah, we are weak. Ya Allah, don't test us. Ya Allah, don't test us. Ya Allah, we are drowning in sins. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, forgive our children. Ya Allah, forgive our families. Ya Allah, accept us. Ya Allah, with afiat. Ya Allah, take us to the four corners of the world. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, for the sake of your deen. Oh, may Allah have mercy on this ummah. Ya Allah, all those who are plotting and planning against your deen, oh my Allah, you take care of them if you haven't written hidayah for them. Ya Allah, give them hidayah. Ya Allah, give them hidayah. Ya Allah, because this dunya is nothing, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, there will be destruction forever and ever. Oh my Allah, you bring your deen alive in our hearts, in our homes, in our lives. Ya Allah, grant us your ma'rifat. Ya Allah, grant the ummah your ma'rifat. Ya Allah, your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Ya Allah, he will not be happy until every one of his ummati enters into Jannat. Oh my Allah, you make the decisions of hidayah. Ya Allah, make the decisions of hidayah. Ya Allah, accept us with afiyat. Ya Allah, those that are sick, grant them shifa. Ya Allah, those that are in hardships and difficulties, oh my Allah, you remove the hardships and difficulties. Ya Allah, those that have left us, Ya Allah, fill the qabrs with noor. Ya Allah, make the qabrs gardens of Jannat. Ya Allah, make our qabrs, Ya Allah, gardens of Jannat. And take us from this world in the manner that you are happy and pleased with us. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ جَزَى اللَّهُ نَبِيَّنَا سَيِّدَنَا مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَا هُوَ أَهْلُهُ سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.